WKGC, your local public radio station. This is The Mix. I'm Tori Shea, and I'm feeling pretty good this Thursday morning, too.
Why?
Why? Well, it's Thursday.
Okay.
Because Thursday we talk about amendments.
We do.
We have so many amendments on the ballot.
Yes, it's confusing.
It's confusing.
Although we did lose one recently. Monday morning or Monday afternoon,
the state Supreme Court
decided we weren't going to tackle term limits on school boards and charter schools.
Amendment 8 stricken.
Amendment 8 was stricken. Everything else, including Greyhound Racing, stays.
That's right.
We will take week 8, which is 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
We'll take week 8 and we'll do a review of the first part of the amendments, getting ready for the final rush
voting
day.
We'll go over it for
you.
It's like a midterm.
We'll do a midterm,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Brandon,
perfect.
There will be a quiz. Bring two sharpened number 2 pencils.
So
I have
this
a whole cup over there.
This week we are on Amendment 6, like
we
you
are.
Said, and we've got the League of Women Voters involved in helping to give us some expert opinions on mm-hmm. this as the or expert I shouldn't say opinions but explanations.
Yes.
Clarifications.
And there are excellent clarifications on the League of Women Voters website if
That's
you
right.
want to go there. It's
mm-hmm.
see if I have this here. I don't know if I have
LWVFL.org.
Yes. League of Women Voters,
mm-hmm.
FL, that's where we live, .org/amendments.
Right.
And that will get you an explanation on every one of them. It's a very easy to navigate site.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a synopsis, and then there's a button on each one of the amendments. Click here for more.
Mm-hmm. And even more pressing than the elections, we've got storms brewing in the Atlantic
Do
that are
ever.
Bearing down on North Carolina, as well as two areas of disturbed weather that are following behind that in the Atlantic Basin. And we've checked in with Florida Public Radio Emergency mm-hmm. Network, the meteorologists there that are following the weather both statewide and nationally, as this is going to hit the Atlantic coast and
mm-hmm.
Should it turn? I mean, it could make it as far as Jacksonville
mm-hmm.
if the, everyone in that area needs to be on
the alert. It is making a
big
turn south or scheduled to just as it approaches the coast or just after it gets to the coast, depending on what model you tend to believe.
Exactly. So here's Cindy O'Quinn with this morning's update from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. North Carolina is the center of the storm approaches the coast in North and South Carolina later today, before then slowly moving south along eastern South Carolina through Saturday night. Behind Florence, there is a new disturbance in the Atlantic and a second disturbance in the western Gulf of Mexico, plus Tropical Storm Isaac is weakening as it crosses the Leeward Islands, but it will need to be watched closely as it enters the western Caribbean. That was Cindy O'Quinn from the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. That storm has drawn a lot of emergency responders and power company workers, emergency department workers, they are headed to North Carolina.
There are a bunch of people from here.
6 a.m., the folks at mm-hmm. Gulf Power left the Panama City Beach office and headed that way. And you said you had some friends that headed that way a couple days ago.
Couple days ago, my friends from Highland Park Baptist Church went with their pre-positioning team to head over there to get ready to help. And not only are these government agencies doing stepping up to this, but I think there's a lot of NGOs out there that are on their way to help. And I think that's great. It's a great thing for the everybody, including this country, that we all pull together and try to help over there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have landed. Producer Caleb is out on the street this morning, and he's just texted you that he has landed somewhere.
Yes, producer Caleb should be at the Northwest Regional Library System's 11th Street branch and about ready to go. So.
Okay, well, give us a quick check-in, Caleb, and then we've got a couple of announcements to play.
Okay.
And then we can come back and get a little more in depth with whatever is going on there at the library. Caleb?
Yes. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Caleb, how are you doing? What are you doing?
That's a good question. I think we finally arrived at the Northwest Regional Library System.
Okay.
And we are speaking with Sarah.
Sarah Burris.
Well, I think the main thing we're celebrating is Library Card Sign-Up Month. So September is Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Excellent.
Excellent. Now,
and how much do I pay for a library card, Sarah? I've forgotten.
A whole $0.
A whole $0? Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what else can we get?
You could afford that.
I have one.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we all already have library cards.
Oh, good.
Yes, we do.
And if you don't, all you need is a proof of residency and of the area for Bay, Gulf, and Liberty counties, or as well as a photo ID.
Okay, fantastic. Just stop in anytime.
Anytime that we're open. We're open 7 days a week.
Okay. All the branches are open 7 days a week?
Just the main branch is open 7 days. Most branches are at least 5 days, but it varies. So to call your individual branch if you want to know the exact hours, or visit us at www.nwrls.com.
Okay, we're going to be talking more with Sarah Burris and the folks at the Northwest Regional Library System. Producer Caleb facilitating. Thank you so much. We'll be right back to you on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, this is The Mix. Gene Blossoms on 90.7 FM and HD. I'm Tori Shea. And good morning, Tom Hoots.
Good morning.
To my left, and producer Brandon has wandered in as well. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good to hear it. And producer Caleb is out on the streets today. We're going to
get rid of him for today.
We don't have to smell him today, but he is out on the streets, and we've sent him on a couple missions, and he has made it to his second destination. Caleb,
That's
are
right.
you there?
Not at the moment. We are here at the Northwest Regional Library System talking with Sarah, and she's going to tell us about some events we have going on here throughout the branches.
Perfect. Take it away.
Well, hello. Once again, it's Library Card Sign-Up Month, and if you have a library card with us, we have Artist Works, which is fantastic. So all you need is that library card number, and you can hop onto Artist Works through our website, and you can learn how to play instruments with world-renowned musicians and artists as well. So anything from your guitar or band instruments or the ukulele. And we also have ukuleles for checkout, dulcimers for checkout, and the newest thing for checkout with your library card is cake pans.
Mm, cake interesting. Pans? Wow.
Yeah, so I'm sure there must be an explanation to go along with cake pans.
Well, you know how you buy a cake pan and it's fancy and you only need it for one party?
Right, because you wanted to make the Mickey Mouse cake or... You know,
exactly. We've got the Mickey Mouse. We've got Darth Vader, which is really popular, as well as some like a dinosaur or some other fun ones. But so you don't have to purchase it. You can borrow it and then return it. And it doesn't have to take up your shelf space.
Well, what a great idea. And I want to go back to the music lessons. You said a world-renowned musician. So could like Benny Goodman teach me to play the clarinet?
They have their instructors, but some of them are Grammy winning. Depends on which one. But if you go into Artist Works, you can kind of explore.
And how does that work?
How do you do that? How do you arrange that?
Well, first you need the library card, and the number on the back is all you'll need, and that's how you sign in. You'll create an account, and when you go in, it has all these video tutorials, and you can choose which instrument you want. You can start from beginner, or if you're a little more advanced, you can pick where you want to start. Mm-hmm. And it actually provides the music for you and audio clips, and then as well as the videos.
Excellent.
Does it make you practice?
Can it make you
practice? That, I think, is a little more, a little more challenging, but.
All right. What fun. Have you learned to play anything?
I've learned how to play the dulcimer, which is not
really?
On Artist Works yet. I wrote them an email, and they haven't sent me an email back, but I think it would be great to have lessons on the dulcimer.
Now, how did you learn?
What the dulcimer is.
Yes, that's true, too.
Yes, the dulcimer is an instrument that originated in Appalachian Mountains in the United States, so it's a truly an American instrument. Mm-hmm. And you play it on your lap. It's four or three strings primarily. And so a lot of the music can be like from Scotch Ireland, the traditional folk music, and then we also have more classics as well that are played. But it's got the most beautiful sound.
Well, thank you. That is so incredible. I'd like to hear you play. Maybe you could serenade us one day.
One of these days, I totally could bring my dulcimer. Just let me know. And we have lessons at the library as well.
Okay.
So the next dulcimer class is next Friday, September 28th, from 1 to 3. And we have a couple of spare instruments. So if you don't know if you're going to want to pick it up, but you're curious, come by the library and we'll set you up.
Great. Thank you. Sarah Burris at the Northwest Florida Regional Library System. We're going to be checking back in with you to hear if you've got anything to say about Amendment 6, which is what we'll talk about here after the weather. Checking in with the local weather, find out what's here on the Gulf Coast with WMBB's Viper Storm Team on 90.7 FM and HD. WKGC, your local public radio station. It's Thursday, and our 13 weeks of amendments has, well, it's gone to 12 weeks, but we'll still do that eighth week that has been stricken from the ballot and give you a little recap, a refresher course on that. That's 2 weeks from now. So
that is correct.
Today, we have made it to Amendment 6, a little help from the League of Women Voters. If you'd like to read along with us, LWVFL.org.
Oh, dot org. I'm sorry. Yes, dot
it
org.
It is dot org.
And it's forward slash amendments.
Exactly. And Amendment 6 has three parts. The first part is about victims' rights. Tom, you did your homework. Tell us what about victims' rights are they wanting to change?
Well, basically, these are it borrows most of the elements from something called Marcy's Laws, which have been approved in a bunch of states, which was named after Marcy Nichols, a California college student murdered in 1983. And basically, this gives some rights to victims that they don't have now, including like telling you whether or not the person's out on bail and stuff kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other elements: address restitution, return policy. The proposal also sets deadlines to complete any state appeals: 2 years for non-capital cases and 5 years for a capital case, with some exceptions.
Okay, so they can't drag it out forever and then torment the victim by dragging it out.
Exactly. The second part raises the mandatory retirement ages of Florida judge, including Supreme Court judges, from 70 to 75.
Okay.
I'm not sure what
that doesn't have anything to do with victims' rights. I am
not even 70 yet. You don't want me as a judge, so I'm not real sure I agree with that. You definitely don't. And the third part of the proposal relates how courts interpret state laws. When a new law or rule is passed, it's often up to the state government agency to interpret the law when deciding how to implement. Those rules or laws are challenged in state courts and administrative judges. You do it, hope you're right, and the courts tell you whether or not you're right. And this is trying to change how that particular paradigm works.
Okay.
We have people that are in favor of it.
Okay. Well, Tom, how rude. Your cell phone is on.
Didn't we play
that announcement in the beginning of the show about turning off your cell phones and not chomping on the popcorn too loud?
I have a remote out, so I left my phone on. So that's.
I'm not understanding this third part, though.
Okay.
It's not making sense.
It relates to how
the courts interpret state laws. Well, right. How do they interpret them now? I mean, don't you read and understand?
I'm a legislator, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing I'm getting this right because this has always been a problem. I'm a legislator. Brandon over there, who's playing with his microphone cable, is a...
well, my next question
is a DA or somebody in law enforcement.
He's the lawyer, all right.
And you're a lawyer.
Okay.
And it's the difference between the three of those. How does that work? Right now, I make the law. Brandon says, I know what that means, and goes out and arrests somebody.
Okay.
And then you look at it as a judge when it's brought before you, and, mm-hmm. and you go, no, that's not what the legislature meant.
Okay. And I argue with the DA about...
No, judges don't argue. Judges rule.
I thought I was the lawyer.
No,
you're the judge. I'm the lawyer, and he's the DA.
No, I'm the legislature.
Oh, you're.
Who's on first? Anyway, if I haven't completely confused everybody by my bad description of that.
Well, that's tough to understand for a regular person.
It is.
I mean, if you're not involved in the legal process, that's really hard to grasp.
I can read the interpretation. When a new law or rule is passed, it's often up to a state government agency to interpret the law when deciding how to implement it.
Okay.
When those laws or rules are challenged, state courts and administrative judges generally refer to an administrative agency's interpret on a statute or rule, according to analysis by the Constitutional Revision Committee. Under this proposed change to the Constitution, courts and judges would be prohibited from deferring to a state agency's interpretation and decide on their own whether laws would be interpreted correctly. So it's, it's putting the onus we're taking that decision-making capability away from DAs and people like that and plopping it back in a judge's lap.
All right.
While this issue may seem arcane, it essentially forces courts and judges, before deciding on a case, to first decide if a state agency interpreted the law correctly.
I see. Well, that kind of sounds smart. A smart thing to do.
Yeah, boys, that
check
ever
to see if
we might be backing up the courts a tad.
Yeah,
too.
That does sound like it could get sticky.
Yeah, it could get sticky.
Let me ask this then: why, say for example, why does producer Brandon care about any of these things?
Producer Brandon gets busted for something for texting while driving, and the new texting while driving law goes through. He's going to care a lot about it.
I don't even
because do you do you want an administrative agency deciding what the legislature meant by that,
or do you want a judge,
somebody who is by the very nature of their job completely politically impartial?
Right. Okay.
So there are some advantages and disadvantages to this.
Who are the supporters and opponents of Amendment 6?
Let me just look up and see who likes it and who doesn't.
Okay.
Supporters, the 37 Florida Sheriffs and the Florida Smart Justice.
Hmm.
The opponents are the Florida Public Defenders Association, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the League of Women Voters of Florida.
Okay.
So, got some thinking to do on that one. It's it just depends on how you see the law and how you should see the law interpreted, I would expect.
And who you would like interpreting it.
And I hate these bundled things because I don't really know what that has to do with changing...
With the victim's rights.
Or
the age of the judges.
The age of the judges, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a complicated stacked amendment with three things that don't really have that much to do with each other.
Only vaguely related.
I'm worried about victims' rights. Victims' rights are very important.
Yes.
But you don't want a victim's right to trample on the right of the accused, because in our justice system, you are innocent until proven guilty. And as we know, courts aren't...
Also
I mean,
true.
We don't... People get acquitted all the time.
Yep.
So you don't want... there has to be a balance between those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think rather than putting it in the Constitution, this is something that you do pay legislators to take care of, and the legislators should just step up and do their job. If we have a lot of what they already have in this in the Marcy's Law thing is already law in Florida, I'm not sure we need to put it in the Constitution, because if times change, things change, it's a lot easier to amend a law than it is a Constitution.
Than the entire
Constitution, we have to be careful of, even though sometimes I know it leaves a terrible taste in people's mouths, is we have to be very careful with the rights of the accused, because just because you're accused in the United States, you are not guilty yet.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about Amendment 6 this morning on The Mix. We'll come back with the vinyl play of the day on 90.7 FM and HD. Here's Deep Blue Something. WKGC, this is The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. I'm Tori Shea with Deep Blue Something. Tom Hoots and Brandon in the studio with me. We've got Caleb out on the street today. He has popped up at the at one of the library branches. Caleb, tell us what you guys are up to there.
We are talking about the events that the Northwest Regional Public Library System has going on at its various branches. Sarah, what do we have going on?
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention was the Springfield Public Library. They are having a Saturday Stories, and it's the first one that they're hosting. It's this Saturday, September 15th at 11 a.m. And for Bay County, they're the only Saturday story time. So if you have little ones who you might not have been able to make it out to a story time during the week, this would be the place to be.
I love story time.
Yeah.
Everyone loves
story time. Everyone loves
story time. Yeah.
Maybe we should change
the morning mix into
story time.
And our storytellers are fantastic.
So we just read stories?
We could. And every second Thursday of the month, we can go to NWRLS, and they can read stories because they're really good at it.
That's probably not a good idea for us. But what else? What else?
Well, something else that's really exciting at the Bay County Public Library is 3D printing basics class. It's going to happen Tuesday, September 25th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. And it's for anyone who wants to kind of learn how to do 3D printing. And if you are interested, no registration required, but you can start by signing up for tinkercad.com and make your own account. And that's kind of how you can grab some free designs that you'd be able to print.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that sounds neat. Because I don't know what I would print. It sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't know what I'd make.
So there's a little bit of everything.
They'll have some good ideas.
Yeah.
Well, this holder for my iPad here, we made right across the hall at the 3D print lab. So we are looking at, there's a headphone hanger in Brandon's hand.
It's like an easel for his iPad.
Yeah.
And then we have headphone holder hooks that are made with our 3D printer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were really cool.
It's amazing what you can make with 3D printers. And if you're interested in it, wander on down to NWRLS on 11th Street and sign up for a class.
Sarah, I know you have so many other things going on. Tell us where your schedule of events is.
Well, I think one place to go is www.nwrls.com. And the other one is that we have Facebook accounts. So there's one for Bay County Public Library, another for the Panama City Beach Public Library. That's another way to kind of stay tuned on what's happening at each branch.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And thanks, Caleb, for taking the show on the road.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for not being here, Caleb.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
We've got our vinyl play of the day coming up. Tom's pick again. Thank you so much for selecting the vinyl out of, is this out of your collection or the WKGC collection?
This one's out of my personal
your
collection.
Your personal collection.
This album was the song we're going to play is off an album called Kenny Loggins with Jim Messina Sitting In. And it was originally supposed to be a solo album, and Jim Messina had been hired to produce it. But he started singing backing vocals and started playing some instruments on it, so they just went ahead and made him a partner in it. So the title came out to be Kenny Loggins with Jim Messina Sitting In. And the song I picked is one of the lesser known cuts. It's a song, nice little upbeat folk rock song called Back to Georgia.
It's on the mix on WKGC.
Oh, na, dear Ophelia, I got a heavy load. Maybe I'll walk on back to Georgia. Feel like a bull, ain't got no home. But come the morning, I'm gonna feel like myself. Or I'll call up Dr. Pepper and inquire on some hell. Cause you can't be afraid and alone all the time. Never mind about you, she's telling you. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I come from. Going back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I belong. Was it time I would have sold my soul for a small love of mama's coming? Maybe you've arrived with me, Georgia. Come the morning, I'm gonna be on my way. And this blues ain't gonna hold me down another day. Cause you can't be afraid down low all the time. When everything about you's telling you, come on, come on, come on, come on. Back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I come from. Go on, back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I belong. Back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I come from. Back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I belong. Oh, I'm back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I come from. Yeah, yeah, back to Georgia, back this morning, back where I belong.
Back to Georgia.
That's our vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD. That was Loggins and Messina. And that was where Messina got to join Loggins.
Yes, that was the beginning of the partnership that went on for a long time.
So he was just a backup guy originally on that track.
He was a producer, a musician, and a backup singer, yes. And
all right.
They really hit it off and certainly did a lot of... carved out a lot of hits for themselves over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And did they ever fight?
I have no idea.
They seemed like they had a good musical relationship.
Not that I ever heard of. They stayed together forever. I mean, yeah. Kenny Loggins did some stuff by himself,
sure.
And I think
mm-hmm.
Jim Messina did cut a couple of records by himself, too. But over the years,
that was a good musical,
they've hung out together.
Friendship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, this is The Mix. We have now completed Amendment Number 6.
Yes.
Thank you, Tom, for doing your homework. Next week, we're on Amendment 7. The following week will be a recap week since we have stricken 8 from the ballot, or we didn't. The Florida Supreme Court did.
Can we make producer Brandon do the recap?
Producer Brandon should have to do the recap.
Yeah,
we'll see
really.
What he comes up with for his interpretation of the first 7 amendments.
The 8th amendment I want on the ballot is that student producers should have to do all recaps.
Should have to do all the work. It's The Mix on 90.7 FM and HD.